Random House Audio presents Catastrophic Care, How American Health Care Killed My Father, and How We Can Fix It, by David Goldhill. Read for you by Dean Slider. Introduction. How American Health Care Killed My Father. Becky is a 26-year-old who's worked in my company's marketing department for 3 years. It's her first job out of school, and she's done very well. She's smart, ambitious, and poised, and her future is promising. Becky describes herself as a bit hypochondriacal, so she sees 2 primary care physicians a year. But she's generally healthy and has no major health care needs. With the insurance plan she's chosen, she can see any doctor she wants. But the annual deductible doubles from $250 to $500 when she goes out of network. Most of the treatments she uses count as preventive care, which now has no cost sharing. So, with her share of the company's insurance premiums and her out-of-pocket expenses, health care will cost Becky just about $2,500 a year. That may be a bit more than she would like, but all things considered, it's not terrible for someone just starting out. Right? Wrong. Becky will actually contribute over $10,000 to America's healthcare system this year, most of it through payments she's not aware of. That's right. Healthcare will consume just under a quarter of Becky's true compensation, not the 7% she believes. I'll be providing a detailed breakdown of these additional, I call them deliberately disguised, costs in Chapter 2.